Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are on A Ravina 3A at the bottom. Ravina's talking about the idea, what Rabbah says, that the astringency in the case of a sukkah and not in the case of a mavoi. Ravina says, the Gemara says, the reason why Rabbah was stringent in the case of a sukkah, not in the case of a mavoi, is that in the case of sukkah, which is a biblical precept, the rabbis were stringent in its regard. But in the case of a mavoi, which is a rabbinic precept, the requirement that a mavoi be adjusted with a korah is rabbinical, the rabbis were not stringent. The notes at the bottom explain they forbade relying on the lower layer of schach out of concern that people would continue to use the sukkah even if that layer were removed, thereby violating a biblical precept pointed out by Gaon Yaakov. And since even if people were to continue to carry in a mavoi after the lower portion of the korah disintegrated, they would be violating only a rabbinic ordinance, we see differences between the biblical and the rabbinic stringencies in the biblical and leniencies in the rabbinic realm. We know that Safik d'oraisa l'chumra, Safik d'oraisa l'kula. If you have a doubt in a biblical precept, we're stringent, and if you have a doubt in a rabbinic precept, we're more lenient. The idea being, because one is that the rabbis ordained, the rabbis enacted, and the other one came straight from the Torah itself. So when we think about this idea of leniencies and stringencies, we should apply it and think about it in our own life. Sometimes we're just too strict with ourselves and with those around us and with our actions, and we're too hard on ourselves. And sometimes we're too lenient on ourselves. We're too easy on ourselves. It's so easy to be stringent and strict on others. It's so easy to jump to conclusions. So easy to jump to judge others. Everyone around us, we wouldn't bat an eyelash saying, oh my gosh, how could you do that? But when it comes to ourselves, we say, oh well, it was this, well it was that, I did it because of this, they don't know my situation, they don't know my shoes. If we're so easy on ourselves, then why are we so difficult on others? Why are we so hard on others? We're stringent on others when we should really be dan l'kav schus. We should give them the benefit of the doubt. We don't know what their story. I'll done et chaver ad shetekiyah mekomo, the Talmud explains in Pirkei Avos. Don't judge anyone else unless you're in their shoes. You have to understand there's always another side of the story. We think about how the Gemara talks about stringencies and leniencies, and sometimes we're too stringent on ourselves. I wish I could have done that mitzvah, I wish I could have done that chesed, but my hands were tied, I didn't have time. Go easy on yourself. Hashem knows you didn't have the time. Hashem gives you the credit as if you did it. And sometimes we're too easy on ourselves, and we say, someone else will take care of the mitzvah. Someone else will do it. I don't have to do it. We should have been more strict on ourselves. Jump at the opportunity to do a mitzvah. The Talmud talks about, if a mitzvah comes to your hand, don't let it become chametz. Don't let it go to waste. Don't let it be lost. We have to understand the ideas of leniencies and stringencies for our own lives, for ourselves, and especially with regarding to others. Always be done the kavod and give them the benefit of the doubt as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Irvin 4 here on the Audio DDD with Rebbe T.